Head coach A.J. Rapp of the Tucker County Mountain Lions. A.J., welcome in, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about these Mountain Lions off to a great start, 3-0 on the season when the SSAC rankings came out yesterday. You're ranked number 3 in Class Single A. And here's something I like. I want to talk about your ball club. It's something I really like. You opened up with Pocahontas County at home, and you won 18-7. You went on the road, beat Tigers Valley 35-14. And last week, you went to Northern Garrett, and you had your hands full. But your kids on the road found a way to win 7-0. I think that says an awful lot about your ball club, AJ.
Yeah, Northern's always a formidable foe over there, you know. So they're a tough, well-coached ball team. And anytime you can get over there, especially at Northern, and get a win. And, you know, I'd have felt a little better for the drier out, but we had an hour and a half lightning delay and, you know, a lot of rain during the first half, and we just couldn't complete very many passes. We had some guys, you know, catching balls through their hands and stuff like that. But we battled back. Our defense has really carried us a lot. You know, the whole first half of the game, I don't know if either team got inside the 30. But our boys play tough, and they really bear down and get after it.
What has been the difference with this program? Obviously, you're off to the 3-0 start, but 3-7 the last 2 years. Where have the kids kind of bought in and worked in the offseason to get off to this great start here in 2018?
Finally got a good group of seniors that, you know, stuck together for 4 years and played all 4 years together. You know, we were kind of light on seniors the last couple seasons, and, you know, I only have 11 seniors on the team right now, but probably 8 of them has played all 4 years together. And a lot of them, my son, and one of them, he's a fullback, and he started at fullback since he's been a freshman, you know. So they've got a lot of reps, a lot of experience, and, you know, not being in the playoffs the last few years, these kids, they set a goal at the beginning of the season, they want to get through the playoffs.
AJ, you mentioned your son Cole Rapp has been a four-year starter for you. With his position and what he does in the run game, is that his biggest asset of what he's able to give you guys?
I'll tell you what, just like anything else, I'm lucky enough to, you know, lucky for me, probably unlucky for him, but he is a coach's kid. But, you know, he gets to watch a lot of film with Dad, and, you know, we watch a lot at home, and he's been with me since he's been, you know, big enough to walk on the field. And the thing it gives me is just the leadership out there that he has, that he knows every play inside and out, and, you know, if something would happen to me, he could call every play honestly, and he could direct the field. So, you know, he gives me that kind of thing. But, you know, honestly, this year probably more surprising to me is just his defense. He plays middle linebacker for us as well, and, you know, he leads the team in tackles, and he's done a nice job at middle linebacker too.
Well, I'll tell you something I would like. If I had a ball club, I would want a fullback that's 5'7", 202 pounds.
Yeah, he gets after it. He's hard. It's funny sometimes. I have a lady that takes some pictures for me here locally, and she sent me several pictures of him. He has 8 or 9 defenders on him, and he's still moving downfield. So he's a little bowling ball, definitely.
Tell me about your quarterback, Liam Hood. Obviously, he's played very well this season, had some big games. I think back to week 2, the win over Tigers Valley. You scored 21 second-quarter points, and Liam had 185 yards passing in that game. Back on week 1, Hood had a touchdown run and a 70-yard touchdown pass. Maybe talk to me a little bit about what you have at that quarterback position with Hood here this year.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most improved players I've ever coached. You know, he was our backup last year. And at the end of the season, I kind of gave him a little charge saying, hey, this is your team next year. You know, you're going to have to do some things. And, you know, we ordered him a weighted football at the end of the season, and I basically just told him to wear it out. And, you know, he brought it back to me at the beginning of this season. And this summer, back in June, we do 7-on-7s. And he either took a good piece of sandpaper to it, or he really wore it out. But, you know, his arm strength is so much better. And, you know, just sitting, being able to read defenses and stuff like that, he watches film a lot with us. He's also my nephew, too. So, you know, him and Cole spend a lot of time together watching film and stuff like that. So it's beneficial on both sides, on the offense side of the ball for him. Plus, he's 6'3", you know. He sees the field well, and he's got a good, strong, accurate arm.
Joined by A.J. Rapp, head coach of the Tucker County Mountain Lions, off to a 3-0 start this season. Coach, just 7 points allowed in your opener against Pocahontas and then a shutout at Northern Garrett last week. Just 21 points allowed in your first 3 games. I know when you guys made it all the way to the state semifinals 6 years ago, defense keyed a lot of what you did. Not saying this team is on that level yet, but do you see some similarities between the two units?
Yeah, I do. I mean, like I said, we got good senior leadership. That's the same thing I had in 2012. You know, I had a good core group of seniors that had been there and done it and played a lot. And, you know, experience is the best teacher you have. So, you know, definitely with this group, we have some of them. Don't have quite the athletic group I had in 2012, but, you know, we got some hard-nosed kids there. You know, the other night, Northern, you know, we scored a touchdown about 8 minutes ago. They drove down a little bit inside the 30 there. We got the ball back and, you know, I challenged the kids saying, hey, we need a couple first downs here, you know, with a couple minutes ago, and we can run this game out. And I think we gained quarterback down to their 40 or 45 or 35 yard line, you know. So once it gets on the line, these kids bear down, we go after it.
AJ, you've talked to, you've mentioned challenge your kids a couple of times, and I would think your opponent coming up this week, you have to challenge your kids to stay focused, because a Moorefield ball club that has struggled the last couple of years, through the first three games this year, they've been outscored 104-7. They're 0-3. You're 3-0. Do you have to really get them focused, or do you just say Moorefield? And everybody knows what Moorefield meant to single-A football for several years.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our charge every game, 1 week at a time. We take them 1 week at a time. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm a bad coach or anything, but after every win, you know, hey, just remember this, we've done nothing yet, you know. So that's a great win, but yet. So I kind of charge the kids with that, and they responded to it. I mean, they bear down, and like I said, each game, and they know the severity of Moorefield come in, and they know they've played two nice football teams, and, you know, they lost to Pocahontas County, and, you know, we've played Pocahontas. That's their only common opponent so far. Now, we do play Southern later on, but Southern's a real good football team this year, and Frankfort's a real good football team. So it's not like they haven't played anybody and lost games. They've played some teams and lost, you know what I mean?
We're talking with Tucker County head football coach A.J. Rapp. And, Coach, Fred and I have been around Tucker County fans quite a bit over the years. And, obviously, this 3-0 start, I would imagine the atmosphere around the school, around the town, I'm sure everybody is really fired up about this 3-0 start. Maybe just kind of give us a sense of what it's like in that Tucker County community right now.
It's good. Everybody, you know, everybody's supporting the boys. Everybody's patting them on the back. You know, it's fun to go to the store again, and, you know, people talking to you about football. And you know, it's kind of weird, though. Our first game was at home, so, you know, 1-0 was good. But the last two wins on the road, we haven't been back home yet. We get Moorefield here, you know, Friday night, and I'm hoping for a big crowd here to watch these boys play, because they play hard. I mean, we have 26 kids on the team right now, and we only play about 14 of them. A lot of those are underclassmen. The other, you know, 12 are underclassmen, so, you know, we play 14 boys in about 22 positions, and it's Iron Man football. You know, they don't leave the field. So these boys deserve all the praise they get. And, you know, I'm real excited we got to show up there in the rankings at 3 to begin, you know. And we talk to the kids about it, and of course, they're excited and they're happy. And, you know, but we tell them that's where we want to be at the end, not, you know, here for week one when the ratings come out. So.
Yeah, I was just adding up the numbers on your roster. You have 26 on your roster. I think about 9 of them were freshmen. That's invaluable experience for those young freshmen on this team to see this team win games early.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're hoping for, get back on track here. Because we got some – I'm at actually the middle school game right now. I'd walk away there. We're at the middle school game. We got some kids coming up that's, you know, fairly athletic kids, and we just want to keep this ball rolling and keep these kids out. And, you know, it's a shame kids have so much stuff to do nowadays, but – you know, we ran in some situations where in the last few years where we had seniors that played a few years, freshman, sophomore, whatever, and decided not to come back out. But we're hoping some little success this year will get these kids fired back up for football in Tucker County and keep it rolling like we had in the past.
Coach, being off to a 3-0 start, do you worry about the kids maybe looking ahead a little bit and start to counting some victories down the line? And how do you keep them focused to avoid that?
You know, I think we're actually pretty grounded, I'm hoping. You know, it's hard to tell about kids nowadays, but I think we're pretty grounded because we're kind of shocked that we're 3-0 right now, because we've played, you know, Pocahontas and Tyers Valley and Northern, who gave us fits in the past. And we know we have some tough teams coming down the road. I mean, we got Moorefield coming up, and, you know, East Hardy and Philip Barber right here in the next few weeks. And, you know, Pendleton County's off to a good start. So, you know, schedule-wise, we got a hard schedule. I mean, our conference schedule just in the PVC now is, you know, they're usually pretty good contenders in there. So we know we can't have a hiccup here and there. And you know, I think our kids are pretty well grounded. And, you know, that's my job to keep them grounded.
Hey, Jay, Dave mentioned the freshmen that you have on your ball club right now. Not only are they ninth graders getting to learn, but you got some good size in that ninth grade class.
Yeah, we got some pretty good kids coming up too. That's why I say they're just young and a little bit inexperienced in my system. And, you know, our middle school system, we got a new coach in our middle school this year. He actually played for me. Two of them played for me on that 2012 team. So they're coaching, and we're getting things lined up where they're going to, you know, when they roll in, they're not going to be inexperienced with our systems and our things. I mean, I like to try to think we look to Bridgeport where, you know, I have a nephew that went through Bridgeport's football system down here years ago. And you know, from Pee Wee to high school, they run pretty much the same stuff and same terminology. And, you know, maybe not to the extent we run in high school, but that's what we're shooting for here, is try to get these kids running. And when they roll into high school, it's on a new learning curve for them.
You don't feel like you're getting old, do you? I mean, the kids you coach now are coaching.
Oh, yeah, man. I got pictures on my wall of every team I've been the head coach. I was counting them actually today. This will be my 14th head coach, and I was assistant for 7 years. I'm like, man, I've been doing this for 21 years. Where the time went?
Time flies when you're having fun, AJ.
I love it. I love it. And that's, you know, everybody keeps asking me how much longer you're going to go, how much time you're going to do it. I said, I get tired of doing it, you know. I love it.
Yeah, you're technically still a young man. You got all kinds of years left, buddy.
Yeah, and there's something special about it, too, when you walk out on a – I mean, there's something just about a Friday night lights, you know what I mean? You hit that grass and walk across that chalk and – you know, I always tell the boys, I said, my mind still says I'm 18, but maybe my body says 80, but, you know.
I know what you're saying, buddy. I'm telling you, if you're not involved in Friday Night Lights, you don't understand it.
Yeah, there's something special about it. There's I get chills special. Every time I walk out on the field, man. I just, it's a great time to be here and great young men to be around, and especially when you got a team that's competing hard and you got kids that go hard, and, you know, it's all worth it then.
It's all good, buddy. Hey, best of luck this week, okay?
Hey, I appreciate you guys calling. Thank you.
There you go. A.J. Rapp, he's the head coach of Tucker County, undefeated, and got a rival in Moorefield coming to their place this Friday night.